Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Thank you for joining us again. Since it's a Monday, we welcome you from the weekend. Among our top stories this evening.
Police in Harare today brutally crushed a protest by MDCT activists demanding jobs from the government and arrested 7 people, including a journalist.
Mugabe is a serious abuser of the people's rights, of the fundamental freedoms of the people. And this is one of the signs and symptoms that Mugabe doesn't care.
Divisions widen in ZANU-PF's. Deputy Foreign Minister Chris Mutwanga takes pot shots on Deputy President Joyce Mujuru and the party's Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa as the race to take over from President Robert Mugabe holds up.
The question of who succeeds President Mugabe is a major question in ZANU-PF, and the longer the president takes to have this matter clarified and resolved, the more he's going to open up not only his party's leadership, but his entire party.
And the row over the succession of the late Chief Kaisa Ndiweni of Ndaba Zinduna, who died in 2010, spills into the High Court with the late Chief's eldest son, Joram, seeking to annul the appointment of his youngest brother, Nhlanhla, as the chief.
A Harare-based journalist and some MDC activists were severely assaulted today when police crushed a demonstration called by the opposition to demand jobs from President Robert Mugabe's administration. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Some MDCT youths gathered at the intersection of Jason Moyo and Julius Nyerere Way and started singing revolutionary songs before marching into the city today, demanding jobs from President Robert Mugabe's administration. When the placard-carrying demonstrators reached the intersection of Nelson Mandela and Julius Nyerere Way, baton-wielding police officers rounded up protesters and started assaulting them. The police also confiscated some of the placards and banners, some of which read, "Mugabe, we want our jobs now." Some of the protesters were arrested, while those who managed to escape later regrouped at the party's Harvest House headquarters before embarking on a second round of demonstrations that lasted only a few minutes. After failing to arrest those activists who were running in different directions, the cops turned the heat on Angela Jimu, a photojournalist from the Zimbabwe Mail newspaper, before confiscating a mobile phone and camera. MDCT Youth Chairperson for Harare Province, Shakespeare Mukoi, said he is still unaware of the exact number of people who were arrested during the skirmishes, although a statement released later by the party's information department said 6 activists were being held by the police. The party was still to communicate with them.
Today we're having our demonstration, a march in fact, of jobs demand campaign action. So during our procession, the police force, Zimbabwe Republic Police, come and pounce on members of the youth assembly and the general populace of Zimbabwe.
After arresting the journalist and some of the demonstrators, the police went on a spree in the central business district, arresting vendors and other unsuspecting people. Mukoi said his party will continue staging such protests if their demands are not met. During his election campaign, President Mugabe promised to create more than 2 million new jobs.
For sure, I think you are all aware with Zimbabwean politics, African politics, that the current incumbents, especially dictators and tyrants like Robert Mugabe, they use military force to suppress the freedom of expression.
MDCT National Youth Spokesperson Clifford Hlatshwayo condemned what he said was the police's heavy-handedness in dealing with the demonstrators, saying this was a violation of the new constitution, which allows peaceful protest.
Mugabe is a serious abuser of the people's rights, of the fundamental freedoms of the people. And this is one of the signs and symptoms that Mugabe doesn't care of any person, doesn't have professional ethics, doesn't have that humane mentality.
At the time of going to air, Jim and the MDCT activists were still being held at the Harare Central Police Station. Their lawyers were busy seeking the release of their clients. National Police spokesperson Charity Charamba refused to comment, saying she was in class. Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa, or MISA, criticized the police for arresting Jimu. A statement released by the media watchdog called on a media panel set up by the Information Ministry, the Information and Media Panel of Inquiry, or IMPI, to convene a meeting with Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri to address issues to do with the police crackdown on journalists. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.